Our journey through these three holy days, this sacred triduum, brings us to the stark reality of the cross, that instrument of torture and death used by first century Romans to punish political insurrectionists. On that cross, the Lord of love is crucified. At the beginning of the gospel bearing his name, John sets forth in soaring language his theology that the Word becomes flesh. God stoops to put on humanity in the person of Jesus. The eternal Word present at the creation of the world becomes a finite creature, living in human flesh, in order to show us the depth of God's love. At the end of John's Gospel, Jesus, the eternal Word, love incarnate, hangs from the cross, suffering and dying. The starkness of this reality brings us face to face with the fullness of our human nature. Though we are created in God's image, though we are made for relationship with God, our unruly wills reject the one who is love. In his death on the cross, we see the depth of the love Jesus has for us, the innocent one, guilty only of loving, is punished. His love threatens the world order. It indicts those in power, and so they kill him. This day we are confronted with the harsh reality of our human nature, our rejection of God, our desire to act for ourselves alone, our thirst to hoard material possessions, our quest for power, no matter who might suffer as a consequence of our pursuit, our need to live by violence, answering every insult and injury in kind. How I wish I could say the forces that killed Jesus more than 2,000 years ago no longer exist. Sadly, they do. They are in full force and evidence in our world. Even the Passion Gospel that we just heard has been used to incite violent acts against the Jewish community through the ages. It does not matter that Jesus, his disciples, and most of the authorities in this account are Jewish, nor that it was the Romans who killed Jesus. Throughout history, Christians have used this text to persecute the Jewish community, accusing them of killing Jesus. Throughout history, violence against the Jewish community increases during Holy Week. It's no accident that the Holocaust was allowed to happen, with millions who are Jewish displaced, tortured, and killed by people professing to be Christian. Likewise, the symbol of the cross itself has been used for intimidation and oppression. In the hands of the Ku Klux Klan and other white supremacist groups, a cross set on fire strikes fear and terror in the hearts of the African American community. Just as with lynchings in this country, the cross was used by the Romans as a deterrent, a fearful symbol to those who challenged the powers of Roman occupation. They knew if they dared to incite insurrection, the cross awaited them. This was especially true at the time of the Passover, when the desire for a state free of Roman oppression was strong, and fears of an uprising preoccupied political leaders. Jesus is hung on the cross to preserve the status quo, so that those with power can maintain their grip on power. These rulers were certain if they killed Jesus, they could preserve things as they are. They could not have been more mistaken. For the cross of Jesus is not the end. The death of Jesus is not simply the death of a man. Good Friday is good, precisely because it is the beginning, the promise of a new way of living, the dawn of a new age. The cross offers hope to those who are oppressed. The cross offers promise to those living in fear and terror. The cross offers refuge for those who despair. The cross offers healing for those burdened by sin and failings. The cross offers hope and the promise of deliverance from this time of pandemic. The cross sustains all who are ill, suffering, grieving, hungering, thirsting, lonely, or anxious. While this day offers the difficult vision of Jesus hanging on a tree, nailed there by our sinfulness and our hate, Jesus bids us to come to the foot of the cross, to gaze at the worst that humanity can do, to see the work of our sinfulness, to see God's blood upon the spearhead, God's love refused again. We come to the cross not out of guilt, nor to punish ourselves, but rather we come in hope. For the cross puts to death once and for all the worst humanity can perpetuate. Through the power of the cross, sin and death are defeated once and for all. In that defeat, there is joy and the promise of eternal life. In the death of Jesus, we find great hope. This day we are invited before the cross of Jesus to gaze upon the sorrow and the horror, and to glimpse the glory and the promise of eternity. Through the ages, many have asked why God allows such suffering. Some find it an impediment to faith, that God does not step into the mess of this world and deliver humanity from all evil and pain and suffering. Perhaps you have asked that too. Perhaps you ask that now. At one level, there's no simple or easy answer to this question. It's largely a mystery. But I think part of the answer lies in God's call for us to act, for us to work to alleviate suffering, to fight injustice in this world. Whatever the reason, suffering exists in our world. On this Good Friday, many suffer, many are ill, and so many have died throughout the world. An invisible virus continues to ravage the world. And while this is our present reality, God is not distant and dispassionate to our plight. God is not unmoved by our suffering. God is present with us even now. Jesus experiences the horror of torture, crucifixion, and death. Jesus knows what it is to be rejected and abandoned. Jesus enters into humanity's sin, violence, and pain, and through the power of the cross breaks their tyranny and their power once and forever. Jesus is present with us whenever we suffer, whenever we experience pain or we know rejection. Jesus promises to journey through suffering with us, walking with us, supporting us in difficult times. On this day, Jesus enters fully into humanity's pain and suffering and brokenness. Jesus takes on himself all human failings, all evils committed, takes them all to the cross. In his death, all sin and evil, and even the power of death itself, are destroyed. In being lifted high upon the cross, Jesus puts to death everything that separates us from the love of God, our neighbor, ourselves, and creation. On the cross, Jesus gathers all humanity in the wide, loving embrace of his outstretched arms. Jesus dies on the cross because of human sinfulness and failing. But nothing, no one, is lost in God's economy. Through the power of God, everything that separates us from the love of God made known in Jesus is put to death. The very power of sin and death die that Good Friday on the tree. In the end, resurrection is stronger than any evil, is stronger than any power of this world, is stronger even than death itself. So let us come before the cross this day, leaving at its foot all our sins and our failings. Let us go forth from the cross, set free by the death of Jesus to abundantly love. In Jesus' death, we are free to choose love over the powers of sin and evil. The power of the Holy Spirit enables us to deny our sinful impulses, those impulses that lie within us, within the human condition. The Holy Spirit allows us to put to death impulses such as greed, hatred, fear, and violence. The death of Jesus sets us free from the evils of this world, frees us to walk in love as Christ loved us. Amen.